Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you as we get set to bring you Fayetteville Wolves girls, ladies basketball regional action as they're set to take on the Francis Marion Rams. Glad to have you along on this midday. The game just got concluded before us. The R.C. Hatch boys defeated South Lamar by a score of 60-51. Before we get into Fayetteville, we will update you on all of our other Talladega County teams. The Winneboro girls this morning, how about a 54-24 trouncing of Appalachians girls? The Winneboro girls just keep moving on.
Yeah, hats off to them. You know, they're doing everything right. You know, this is a rare 50-something point game for Winneboro. You know, you're used to seeing the 80s and the 90s from them. But, hey, this is where it gets real.
Absolutely, but they still only give up 24 points. If you're wondering about the Winneboro boys, they are in a dogfight right now. They have a two-point lead, 48-46, with 8 seconds to go in the game. Appalachian does have the basketball, I do believe. And, of course, they're going to have 8 seconds from which to do with. But let's turn our attention back here to the Alabama State University Don Oliver Acadome, where the Fayetteville Lady Wolves, I just got to tell you, what Al Barnett has done with this Lady Wolves program in a year and a half has just been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and Coach Barnett said that they have peaked at the right time. I believe so. Here in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, they have found ways to win ball games.
Absolutely, and of course, big win last Friday night as they defeated
Notasoga,
and of course, then in the sub-region, A.L. Johnson, to get here to this game. And of course, we're going to be here to cover it for you as the Lady Wolves take the court. We're going to step aside and take a timeout. We'll come back and update you on the Winneboro boys, and we'll have more from the Don Oliver Acadome and get you set for more action later in the week. We'll tell you all about that as well. You are listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. About 6.5 minutes away from starting lineups being called out, it is Fayetteville versus Francis Marion. Jacob, you have watched this Fayetteville team grow. I got to be honest with you. You got to have the grit of Charlotte Kelly. You got to have the special play, in my opinion, by your senior Kennedy Maness. But to me, it all starts with Anna Kate Blair.
Yeah, and, she's the big shooter on this team. Charlotte Kelly can work the ball inside, and she can shoot it from anywhere inside the three-point line. But, yeah, to beat a team like this Francis Marion Rams team, you're definitely going to have to get that outside game going.
And, of course, their challenge today is going to be enormous. And when you talk about Katie Brasher being on the inside for the Lady Wolves, you look down here at this Rams team, they're pretty big.
Yeah, and I watched a little bit of film on them, and to beat them, you're going to have to, throw that press on them. And we've gotten really good at the press here as of late. That's what helped us Friday night against A.L. Johnson. We threw them off with the press, and we're going to have to create turnovers.
Coach Al Barnett, over 300 victories in the state of Alabama. Not a lot of people can claim that, but only a year and a half ago that he started this, and they won a handful of games last year. Already regular season area champions and area tournament champions, sub-region champions, and now to the regional tournament already in his second year.
Yeah, that's the thing about these girls, that they've worked hard. I sat in on some practices at the beginning of the season when the junior high and the varsity were practicing together, and they worked hard, and they've really bought into what Al Barnett has taught them.
Absolutely. Well, they're about 5 minutes away from getting it underway with the Lady Rams of Francis Marion. I will update you that the Winterboro boys have defeated Appalachian 48-46. Appalachian missed a wide open shot. Yeah. Really, they tried to tip it in at the buzzer. Should have went in, but Winterboro escapes. They will move on. Both Winterboro girls and boys will play next Tuesday. And, of course, at Jacksonville State University in the Northeast Regional. And I'm sure that we will be there to cover it. Somebody will be either way. We'll step aside and take another timeout. And that's just going to about do it for the Radio Alabama pregame show. We'll come back and get you ready for tip-off. It's Fayetteville and the Lady Rams of Francis Marion. When we come back, you're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. And right now, save $50 off any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical repair. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Fayetteville basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville basketball is presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports, game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Wolves, Blake Bagley.
Welcome back to the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. It is not Blake Bagley. I'm Dave McCurley along with Jacob Bassett today and getting you set for Fayetteville Lady Wolves basketball. And they'll be taking on the Rams of Francis Marion. This Francis Marion team, very good and very big. But you know what? It takes a team to win at basketball, not just one player. Big, I tell you what, Jacob, nobody is really playing better around us than this Lady Wolves basketball team.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, you know, we're peaking at the right time. But here's the thing. This team, this specific group of Lady Wolves have never seen an atmosphere like this. So you can't let the bright lights get to you. Just go out there, do what you do on a weekly basis, and see what happens at the end.
Absolutely. And, of course, starting lineups about to be mentioned to you for both of these teams. I tell you what, if you don't like this place, something's wrong with you. This Don Oliver Acadome is one of the nicest places to call a basketball game in my career. I've been to a lot of nice places all over the state for just about every regional site they've ever had, Jacob. This place is pretty plush.
Yeah, and, you know, we watched the RC Hatch boys play before this. They brought the whole community. But look over here to my right, the student section that Fayetteville brought.
And here's the thing with them. They're down here. They're going to be down here in the fourth quarter in front of these Rams, these rowdies from Fayetteville. They'll get it going on. And calling out the starting lineups.
That looks like Nymariana Barron. I don't have a number 12.
Yeah, that's going to be Zyla Essex, who we've had as number 11. Number 15, it's going to be Traciana Moore also starting. I'm taking this from you, but I can see number 22, Leandra Rawls also, and number 23, Jessica Essex for the Lady Rams.
And I can go ahead and tell you, Kennedy Morris, Addie Stanley, Charlotte Kelly, Katie Brasher, and Anna Kate Blair, you're starting five for the Fayetteville Wolves.
Absolutely. I'm going to see if I can get them to come over and give us a little fist bump as we get going, but probably not. They don't see us here. We're right behind the officials, Charlotte Kelly being introduced, and Anna Kate Blair now being called out to our audience here. And of course, they're just about set to get things underway. Glad to have you along. Like to thank Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union for being the voice of the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. And of course, I have a lot that I have to do with Coos Pines Federal Credit Union. They've been so great to me, and I can tell you that they just do a great job over there. And, of course, we're just about set to go. The Rams in their road blue uniforms, trimmed in orange with white numbers. The Fayetteville Lady Wolves in their white uniforms, black numerals trimmed in gold. And we are just set to toss this thing away. It'll be Zilla Essex jumping against Katie Brasher, and the Rams have the first possession, and a long three-pointer by Jessica Essex, no good.
And a steal.
And it's ripped away by Anna Kate Blair, and the Lady Wolves come up with a loose ball, and then we throw it right back to them. And that should be, got to be a jump ball situation in there somewhere.
It's going to go to Fayetteville.
Yeah, that's going to move over to the Lady Wolves as the Rams control the first tap. Looks like no pressure. Actually, is there a timeout being called? Maybe. Well, we got a timeout before they called a jump ball. I don't know. Well, quickly, we'll take one with them, Jacob. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to the Don Oliver Acadome. Here's a long three-pointer being put up by the Rams. Is blocked by Fayetteville, and here comes Anna Kate Blair with it. She'll get it on the baseline to Charlotte Kelly, and they're going to call traveling. Should have been a double dribble, but they do get traveling on Charlotte Kelly. I appreciate Jacob helping me out there with a couple of things going on. We got all kinds of things happening here on the desk. And there's another turnover by the Rams. Here come the Lady Wolves, still scoreless here with 7:07 to go. Long three-pointer by the Wolves, put up by Addison Stanley, no good. And the Rams with a rebound, and here comes Trishiana Moore. She'll go ahead, Jacob.
Here's the thing, you know, your three-point shooters are going to have to realize there are two three-point lines down on the floor. The high school line is the inside line.
Yeah. Yeah, and they'll know that. But that time, Trishiana Moore got down the lane. They found her. She could not get the shot to go. It goes over to Fayetteville, and now the Wolves will have it. With 6:42 to go in the first quarter and still no score. And I think the slower this game is to Fayetteville's advantage.
Yes.
We don't want to get in a track meet with these girls by no means. Here's Stanley with the basketball, right wing. She'll kick it in the corner, and that's Kennedy Morris. Three-pointer being put up, no good. And the Rams with the rebound. They're on the run. Here is Essex with it. She'll stop. Kick it across the floor. Long three-pointer by Jessica Essex, no good. And that was might have been partially blocked by Anna Kate Blair. And it'll be a jump ball situation, and that one will go over to Fayetteville as Al Barnett got the timeout before the last one was called. Now here's the Rams with full court pressure. We get it to Charlotte, now to Anna Kate Blair. She falls down, and that is going to be a mishap right there. There's going to be a jump ball between her and Trishiana Moore, and it'll go over to the Rams. She just slipped down.
Lost her foot in there.
She had an open path and probably looked like she was going to get an open shot. 6:08 to go. First quarter, Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you from the Don Oliver Acadome. There's a steal by Stanley. And here comes the Lady Wolves with it. They'll get it back to Stanley. She's looking down the floor, being guarded closely by Shelton. Long three-pointer put up and missed by Kennedy Morris, and here comes the Lady Rams quickly down the floor. This is Moore with the basketball, and she's going to be fouled on a reach-in by Charlotte Kelly. That's one person we probably don't need to get into any kind of foul trouble.
So that'll be the first foul for both teams today, Charlotte Kelly. Like you said, that, you know, we can ill afford to get her into foul trouble.
Yeah, don't need to do that.
As Charlotte knocks it out of bounds, it'll stay with the Rams here.
And the Rams will inbound it, and this here is Anderson with the basketball. They'll kick it to the free throw line to Leandra Brawls. Trying to get it downside. Nice block by Katie Brasher. Tipped away, and here comes Anna Kate Blair out with it. She's going to go all the way down the floor. Puts it up. Not good. Thought she got bumped a little bit, but no call. Here comes Rawls with the basketball. She'll stop with it. Now give it back to Trishiana Moore. Still no score in the basketball game. We played almost 3 minutes until that. As Moore gets it on the give and go and puts it in. And here's that full court pressure. We find Charlotte Kelly at half court. Now to Anna Kate Blair. They've learned how to break that press. She'll go all the way in. Should have been a foul. No call. And she missed the shot. And here comes the Lady Rams with it again. Moore with the basketball. She'll get it right wing. Long three-pointer. Put up no good by Jessica Essex. But the long rebound comes back to the Rams. And they put it up and in with Anderson. And it's 4-0 Lady Rams. I thought that we should have been at the free throw line with Anna Kate.
But now that they've got that 4-point lead, you know, you notice they've backed off the press.
Boy, we almost got away with a double dribble, and we ended up throwing it away and got lucky that the Rams touched it last. Just need to settle down here and try to find a bucket any way we can. Here's Addison Stanley, gets it inside. That should have been another foul on a block shot by Anna Kate Blair. And now they get it down to Charlotte Kelly. Her shot no good. Blair with a long rebound in the left corner. She'll go back out top to Stanley, and she's got it. Now back to Anna Kate inside to Katie Brasher, and it's stolen away by the Lady Rams. Fight for it on the floor by Kennedy Mars, and that's going to be Fayetteville basketball with a tie-up.
Hey, we're doing a good job. You know, when those loose balls happen, we're, you know, able to get there and force these jump balls. And, you know, great awareness to know where the arrow's pointing.
And we've had it, some good looks at the bucket, just couldn't get it to go in. There's Anna Kate Blair from the top, no good. Long rebound goes to Charlotte Kelly. She pulls it down, and it's stolen away by Moore.
And it's going to be a foul on Morris.
And let's see who they get, because if they get Charlotte Kelly, that's going to be two.
It's a foul. Kennedy Morris is who that one was on. She reached in. I saw that foul. As McGinnis gets ready to check in over there.
So here we go. The Rams with the basketball and a 4-0 lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Fayetteville still yet to get on the board. Long three-pointer by Jessica Essex, and is pulled down by Charlotte Kelly and then taken away by Essex. And then she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. It's obvious that Jessica Essex is their three-point shooter. She's taken four of them already and has yet to come up with anything.
So Morris will check out. McGinnis will check in.
Here comes Anna Kate Blair. She probably will not leave the floor unless it's foul trouble or injury. And she almost got called for traveling, and it turned it over. Not the best of pass there, trying to get it to Stanley. Long three-pointer put up and missed, but the long rebound comes to Essex. Her three-pointer was blocked by Charlotte Kelly. Here comes Anna Kate Blair with it, looking down the floor. She'll get it to Stanley. It's top now back to Anna Kate, to Charlotte. Open look from 12. In and out, no good. Tipped around. McGinnis has got it, and that's going to be a jump ball.
And it'll go to the right.
Yeah, between her and Zilla Essex. Now, we got two Essexes in the game, Zilla and Jessica. Jessica's the one that they want to shoot the basketball. The Rams lead it 4-0, 2:38 to go first quarter. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you. From the Don Oliver Acadome, like to thank all of our sponsors who helped make this possible. Essex got away from a steal, took a three-pointer. It's no good, an air ball, but it'll go out of bounds off of McGinnis, so it'll stay with the Rams. And the Fayetteville student section letting her know about that air ball. Now they come down in droves.
That's backcourt. She touched it.
That's going to be a turnover.
That's what we needed right there.
Jacob got a little excited with me. She touched it in the front court, and then she went into the back court with it.
Yeah.
Had she not touched it, she could have went into the back court to get the basketball, but it's turnover on the rim. So
let's hope that turnover kind of gets things going for us.
Yeah, we need a bucket here. 2:20 to go first quarter. We hadn't scratched yet. Here's Anna Kate Blair way out almost to half court to McGinnis. She'll get it in the corner to Stanley. Now down underneath to Charlotte Kelly. She's going to put it up again. No good. McGinnis has got it. She's going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on number 22, Leandra Rawls. And McGinnis will have a chance to get Fayetteville on the board here with nobody in front of her.
And McGinnis has that unorthodox jump. Well, no, she looks like she changed it. She normally has that jump shot on her free throws.
In and out on that one. That one did everything but go in. She'll get one more. Let's see if we can get on the board. And we cannot. And that's going to be, I believe it's going to be one more shot as the Rams are going to get called for lane violation. So let's see if that'll cost them a point and we can get on the board. 4-0, 2:06 to go first quarter. McGinnis eyes the bucket. And that one's air ball. That should go over to the Rams, and it will. 4-0. Lady Rams over the Wolves. The Wolves need a bucket, but I tell you one thing, they're still playing great defense. Here's
a steal. Addie Stanley just knocked away from her, though.
And then they get it right back. Anderson with the basketball. She'll go to Turner, who's checked into the game. Now over to Moore. Moore trying to kick it outside. This is Anderson for a three, and it's good. And the Fayetteville Wolves now trail 7-0, and Coach Al Barnett will get a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll be back, 7-0 Rams. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, the Lady Wolves finding a hard time to get it in the bucket. It's 7-0. You know, the Rams hadn't necessarily lit it up either. But here's the Lady Wolves, Stanley with the basketball, and she throws it away. Tipped away and stolen by Anderson, and then Charlotte Kelly goes back, or excuse me, McGinnis goes back and gets it, and then the Rams get it back, and they're going to score. Quick hands by the Lady Rams, and that time it was Trishanna Moore. 1:05 to go in the first quarter, and it is 9-0. And that's going to be an illegal screen set on the Lady Wolves.
Look like number 14?
Yeah, that's going to be Katie Brasher.
Oh, yeah, for them. For us.
No, sorry. For us, yeah. She set an illegal screen. So the Rams have it under a minute to go first quarter, and they are shutting us out right now. 9-0. They get it in the middle of the lane, get it down underneath, bucket good, and the foul. That's just great ball movement right there. We did everything right. We got there late. And Essex will be at the line to try to complete a three-point play, and it is 11-0.
And that foul, David, was on Addie Stanley.
Now, I believe Kennedy Manis will come back into the game. Is that right?
Yes.
One free throw for Essex. It is good. And it is 12-0, the Lady Rams. We got to have a bucket here just to get our confidence up before the end of the quarter. Charlotte Kelly baseline, trying to get it underneath the Manus, and that should have been a foul, and I think they are going to get
one. They are.
That's going to be, I believe, on number 20. It's going to be on Rawls. And actually, they called that on Fable.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I didn't see
who it was on.
It had to be on Kennedy Manus. She's the only one that's got a zero on the end of her jersey. Wow. I did not see that. Here's the Rams. They'll throw it around. Almost stolen away by Charlotte Kelly.
So the next foul, either way, well, for the next 20 seconds, will be a shooting foul.
Yeah, we don't need to put them at the line. They did pretty good there, but we're at the Don Oliver Acadome in Montgomery on the campus of Alabama State University. Lady Wolves in a struggle right now with the Lady Rams of Francis Marion. Here's a long three-pointer by Anderson. That's off the mark, no good. Tipped around and controlled by Anna Kate. She's got 7 seconds to do something with it. She's going to come across. She'll find Charlotte Kelly. Gives a head fake. She was tripped. No call. And that's going to end our first quarter, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. We're at the end of one quarter of play, 12-0 in favor of the Rams of Francis Marion. We'll be back for quarter number two. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the Don Oliver Acadome. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. Lady Wolves will get it to start the second quarter, and they need to get on the board 12-0. And that's going to be a traveling call. They stepped in the passing lane, did the Rams of Anna Kate, and she drug her foot. You just got to settle down.
Yeah.
You know, we're not getting beat 30-0 here. You know, so the Lady Rams have not actually lit it up. And you know yourself, the last two games with these Lady Wolves.
They've been here before. They've been in this position
right,
before.
They've come back and played well in the second half. They're going to have to do that today. And the Lady Rams trying to get it underneath. It goes outside to Essex for a three. Boy, she's been air ball over the place. And, boy, that big size of Leandra Rawls gets it inside, and there's going to be a foul, I think.
A jump ball that's going to stay with the Rams.
Excellent. Yep. It's going to stay down here on this end because we had it start the second quarter. 12-0. Lady Rams over our Lady Wolves. They'll get it inside. Try to, and Rawls couldn't get a shot up. That's good defense by Kennedy Manus. Here come the Lady Wolves. Anna Kate, they'll get it down the floor. Charlotte for an open
shot.
There
we go. Good. That's the basket we needed right there.
And Charlotte Kelly puts us on the board for 2 points. 12-2. Here's the Rams. Trying to get it around. Anderson looks to Moore, but she'll throw it in the corner, and it's tipped away by Charlotte Kelly.
Hanley McGinnis.
Yeah, McGinnis was one to tip that one away. 12-2. Let's just chip away at this thing. 6:53 to go until halftime. There's a near steal by Anna Kate, and it is picked up by the Lady Wolves. They're going to get it down the floor, putting it up and in is going to be Henley McGinnis, and it is now 12-4. Good defense by the Lady Wolves. There's Essex, long three-pointer. She finally hit one. She's only one of seven, which is not great, but she hit the one that we didn't need her to. So now it's 15-4. 11-point lead for the Lady Rams. And
Treshiana Moore knocks it out of bounds.
Yep. And we throw it away on the end line. Near steal by Anna Kate Blair. Charlotte Kelly all over Rawls, and now they'll get it out to Anderson at the top of the floor. Left wing it goes. Now foul line to Rawls. She'll put it up, and that's good. They do a good job of finding the open person.
Yeah, and working it inside too.
And I understand we're not really big enough to play man-to-man defense with them. That's a bump all day long, and then they knock it out of bounds, does Anna Kate Blair, but no foul call. And they reached across Anna Kate right in front of us,
yeah,
and no call made. 5:48 to go until halftime. 17-4 in favor of the Lady Rams of Francis Marion. They're not 26-2 for a reason. You know,
and Manus did check out, and Katie Brasher is back in the game.
Yeah, we need that size in there. Here's Anderson. She'll get to her spot from about 12 feet. No good. Tipped around and saved in. They save it right to Essex for a long three. Is no good. And the long rebound goes to Moore, and she gets inside and flips it in, and it is 19-4 now with 5:19 to go into halftime.
And also Lena Batesel will check in for Addie Stanley.
We had an open look. It got tossed away. Here's a long out pass to Moore, and she goes in for a layup. She doesn't get it, but she is fouled.
That's McGinnis.
And she'll go to the free throw line. Will Trishiana Moore. While I've got a second, let me go on and tell you the Winterboro Lady Dogs win today by a score of 54-24 over Appalachian. The Winterboro Boys, I believe it was 48-46,
yes,
a low-scoring two-point win for the Winterboro Boys team. So they'll both play again a week from today at Jacksonville State. And if you're wondering about the Sylacauga Aggies, they're right here in this Dunn Oliver Acadome on Thursday at 1:30. They didn't get either free throw, but they got the rebound, and it was put back in by Leandra Rawls, and it is 21-4. Starting to get away from us a little bit now. Anna Kate takes it down the lane, couldn't get it to go. Nice pass off to Lena Batesel. She couldn't get that shot to go. Missed one from point-blank range, but the Rams knock it out of bounds. Jacob, we got to have a bucket here.
Yes, in a big way.
21-4. And they tip it away, but Anna Kate gets it back.
A miscommunication there.
It's going to be traveling. I think the girls are really just, you know, they're in a place they're not used to.
Yeah.
And really just need to settle down a little bit. You know, that shot that Charlotte Kelly got and then the steal by Henley McGinnis and the layup, I thought we were going to get back on track. But so far since then, we've been blanked again. Here's Trishiana Moore. Anderson for three. No good. We got a rebound. Can't do it. Rawls got it. She traveled. No call, but it'll go out of bounds off of Fayetteville, and Francis Marion will get it back. As you see the Fayetteville cheerleaders under the Ram goal for this half. They get it in the corner to Anderson. She'll drive down the baseline. Boy, she threw up a wild one, but there is Big Essex to clean it up and put it home, and it is 23-4.
Yeah, that's another area that the Rams are getting us on those second-chance buckets.
And I don't know what's going on, but Anna Kate Blair fell down again. The Rams got it. They go down the floor, and a good block by Anna Kate Blair, but I believe they're going to get her for a foul. I believe she got her with a body, but I'll tell you one thing. She's going to give her all. I don't know. She just flat come across half court,
yeah,
and stumbled. I don't know. Second time she's done that in this first half. I don't know if she's having a problem with her shoes or whatnot, but free throw by Trishiana Moore is good, and it is 24-4. Anna Kate Blair will take a seat on the Fayetteville bench with 4:01 to go until halftime. 2 of 2 for Moore. and it is 25-4. And a good, good crowd down here from Southtown, Digby County, watching these Lady Wolves. They block the pass of Stanley. She'll get it to McGinnis in the lane. She's going to go up. Can't get the shot to go. And we had it, and it was stolen away by Trishanna Moore. Over to Anderson.
And they lost it.
Yeah, she couldn't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. So the Lady Wolves will get it back, 3:38 to go. You can't hit a 21-point shot, Jacob, but we just need to chip away at this thing and try to stay in this basketball game. And their hand-checking is awful. McGinnis to Lena Batesole. She'll run around the top, try to get it down to Katie Brasher, and it's stolen away, but Batesole almost back with it. Now here's the Rams on an outrun. And Moore will pull it back out. Long three-pointer being put up and missed by Essex. And Moore gets the rebound. Spin move in the lane. Can't get it to go. And it'll go out of bounds off of...
Look like Brasher.
Yeah, it'll stay with the Rams as Charlotte Kelly will check back in. She'll replace Lena Batesole for Al Barnett. They knew it was going to be tough today, Jacob, but I'll be honest with you. We can play with this team, but we can just get a shot to go. Nice give and go, but they missed the shot. They get the rebound, can't get it to go. We got a rebound. They're so much bigger. And we finally come out of there with a basketball. Here's Stanley with it. She'll give it to Kennedy Morris. Back to Stanley. She'll try a three. That's going to be short. Charlotte Kelly went and got it, and it was knocked out of bounds by the Rams.
Well, David, Blake Bagley might not be here physically, but he's here in spirit. He's listening in on us.
Normally the voice that's with Jacob, but when these games happen at these regional sites during the day, I mean, some people just, you know, you can't get off work to go do it. And trust me, Blake Bagley and Jacob Bassett don't call ball games for a living. They work elsewhere, as we all do. Here's the Rams after a missed shot by Fayetteville. They're going to go all the way down and lay it in, and Al Barnett has got to stop the bleeding. And it is 27-4 in favor of the Rams. We'll step aside. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. A lot of people from Fayetteville down here, including your little girl. She skipped school to come down here.
Well, no, she's part of the team over there. She's a manager.
I know.
Soaking up every minute of it.
Yeah, she's sitting over there on the bench, and, of course, Jacob and I across the row here. Big Hornet on the middle of the court, as this is a beautiful place for somebody to play college basketball.
Yeah, it's a very nice arena.
And I've been here several times, and this place, I tell you, it's as clean as a whistle. You could eat off the floor. But Fayetteville needs to do a little eating with the next 2:26 and try to get back in this basketball game. They trail by 23. And a Kate Blair back in the game now. She'll bring the ball down the floor for the Lady Wolves. She picks up her dribble way outside. And here's Charlotte Kelly Wright. They get it down to Katie Brasher. There's got to be a foul in there somewhere. And Katie can't believe it. The ball goes out of bounds off of the Lady Wolves. That's just not – I'm sorry. She got mugged there.
No, most definitely. And Al's over there and pleading his case on that one as well. So he thought the same thing we did.
We got it in there to her just like we were supposed to. And she went up just like she was supposed to, and she was hacked. But – no call. They get it inside, and there's Essex turning around and putting it in. Their height and their speed right now just a little too much for Fayetteville. Here's Anna Kate Blair. She'll try to go by Jessica Essex. Can't do it. And Addie Stanley had it taken away. Here's Moore with the basketball over to Essex. She can't do anything with it. Lets it go out of bounds. Fayetteville will get it back with 1:36 to go until halftime, 29-4. And the one thing you don't want to do is keep falling behind and get to that fourth quarter where you're down by 30 points, because then the clock's going to roll. More subs to check in for Fayetteville at the next whistle. Trying to get it in the lane to Anna Kate. They try to get it down to Katie Brasher. She's on the floor for the basketball, and she'll be on the line with it. Great hustle by the senior there, and this is potentially could be her last game.
So Molly Chrysler and Bradley Payton checks in for the Lady Wolves as Brasher and Morris will check out.
Molly Chrysler, as Jacob mentioned, along with Briley Payton. All of these girls getting a lot of experience. This is a young Fayetteville basketball team, and boy, that was just a great shot right there by Shelton. And the Lady Wolves are now down by 27. Here's Anna Kate Blair with the basketball, getting it in the middle. They find a wide open baseline shot for
Payton,
and she's no good. And then it's almost stolen away by looking at Anna Kate on the floor and Charlotte Kelly as well. The Lady Wolves can't control it. It'll go out of bounds off of
Chrysler.
So it will be Ram basketball. 31-4 with 36 seconds to go in the half. It's just not been a very good half for the Lady Wolves. Rams working around. Moore for three. No good. We got a rebound. And they're getting every one of them. And they'll kick it out again to Essex for three. And if you keep giving them four shots, guess what? They are up by 30. 34-4 right now. And this Lady Wolf basketball team has not been playing. That's got to be a foul. No call as Anna Kate Blair went down the middle of the lane. They'll get out on a run. That's going to be Moore with it. She can't get it to go. It'll go over to the Lady Wolves, but at the buzzer. And I'll tell you what, it's been all Lady Rams, 34-4 as the Lady Wolves trail. But they've been a second half team. They're going to have a big one, Jacob, to come back in the second half on this one.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully Al will, you know, right the ship in the locker room, and hopefully we can come back out and make a game out of this.
I hope so. We'll come back with the Radio Alabama Sports halftime show right here from the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. 34-4, Lady Rams over the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, your dreams matter. Whether it's buying a new car, purchasing land, or starting a business, Sycamore offers a variety of loan options to help you get there. With competitive rates, personalized service, and the convenience of mobile banking, Sycamore is committed to supporting your financial journey. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega or apply online at sycamorefcu.com. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside with you at the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. It is not a day that things are going well for the Fayetteville Wolves. 34-4, they trail the Lady Rams of Francis Marion. And I'll just tell you, it just seemed like we got out to a slow start. We can't seem to get the ball in the bucket. And then, of course, we hung around, you know, for a little while. And then, of course, the Lady Rams started hitting a couple of those threes and getting out on the run. And that's where we are at 34-4. Jacob Bassett joining me here on the Radio Alabama Sports Halftime Show. And, Jacob, I know we've been a second-half team, and of course, but right now, I think we're just kind of shell-shocked a little bit. We've got to start getting the ball in the bucket.
Well, you've had a full half, you know, to get used to the environment. Like I said, pregame, you know, this is something this group of Lady Wolves has never seen before, you
right.
know. So, you know, you've already seen the bright lights. You've already seen the pop-em circumstance, or what, if you will, but Now it's time to go out and play. Basketball is a game of runs. We're going to have to put together a few runs and keep them from getting those second-chance buckets.
Yeah, we got to get on the boards. But here's the thing, too. You got to realize that when this basketball season started in the second year for Coach Al Barnett, nobody, and I'm just going to tell you, nobody but that locker room expected them to be where they are today.
Yeah.
Regular season area champions, area tournament champions. They win the sub-region game last week against A.L. Johnson, and now here, and they're just running up into a very good basketball
yeah.
team. Let's just hit it where it is. And, of course, the Lady Wolves trail by a score of 34-4 at halftime. I'm going to fill you in on all the other area teams that are playing in regional action. We're going to do that when we come back here on the Radio Alabama Sports Halftime Show. And, of course, we've got a lot of teams from South Talladega County that are still playing basketball. We're going to tell you about those when we come back. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood.
Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back to the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University, just a couple of minutes away from second half action, starting 34-4, and it's not going our way. The Lady Rams of Francis Marion on top of our Lady Wolves. We'll get back to this game here in just a second, Jacob. You mentioned a couple of things that we have got to do, but let's fill everybody in on other action from all teams around our area that's going to be playing. First of all, this morning, up at Jacksonville State, how about the Winterboro Bulldogs double dipping?
Yeah, you know, the Lady Bulldogs, the number one team in 1A girls. So you saw RC Hatch played this morning. They could very well meet each other for that state championship.
They could. And the Lady Bulldogs victorious today over Appalachian by a score of 54-24, a 30-point victory. And then the boys, Winterboro Bulldog team, stepped on the court right behind them. They had a nail-biter with Appalachian, but they come out with a two-point victory.
No pun intended, but it was a dogfight for the boys from Alpine. As you know, we sat here and watched it as we were getting stuff ready, and, you know, hats off to that basketball program there. And,
yeah,
you know, they're going to the Elite Eight, and we'll see what they can do from here.
And you know what? It's like the old coach from NC State always said, Jim Valvano, survive in advance. It don't matter if it's a one-point victory, 2 points, survive in advance. And that's what the Bulldogs did today up at Jacksonville, both boys and girls. And then, of course, tonight, I want to mention this, tonight here at Alabama State University at 7:30, somewhere around there, the Coosa Central boys are in the regional tournament. They're going to be taking on Lafayette tonight at 7:30. And if you're wondering about the Silicaga Aggies, 26-2 on the year. Hey, Joel Jones got it going on. The Silicaga Aggies will be back here at Alabama State on Thursday at 1:30 to take on who is it they're playing? My mind.
Elmore County.
Thank you. So many teams that we have to cover. So that's where we are with all of our area teams. And, of course, the Lady Wolves will get the basketball here as we start this second half. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. And we need a lot, and we need it in a hurry, don't we?
Yeah, we get the ball to start the second half.
And I'll be honest with you, they just have not played very well. They don't seem like they can hang on to the ball. There's a long three-pointer being put up by Kennedy Morris. No good. It'll go out of bounds and over to the Rams. One of my favorite people listening to us today in the world, Miss Lee Holly. Love her to death for all that she's put into this Fayetteville program as well. Here's Essex. She'll get open, look from three, and she'll throw up an air ball. It's saved inbounds by the Rams. And Anderson will get it to Moore. And now back to Anderson for an open three. That's no good. They get the rebound, and Essex can't put it in. We got a rebound, and we finally do, and it's tied up, and that's going to be the Rams basketball. Jacob, they've got, you know, Katie, I want to mention to our audience listening back in Fayetteville, Katie Brasher's our biggest player. They've got three that size.
Yeah.
They get it inside to one of them, the Essex. She can't get it to go. The other one grabs the backside rebound, and now Anderson's got it. They'll get it in the lane, and it's stolen away by Charlotte Kelly. Here comes Charlotte all the way down the floor. Tipped away and scramble for it, man. I tell you one thing. You can say what you want to. This ball's going to go over to the Rams. There is nobody I've seen all year long that hustles and plays harder than Charlotte Kelly.
Oh, without a doubt. There's nobody tougher on the court than Charlotte Kelly.
She is the grit of this basketball team. I'm here to tell you now, Al Barnett's going to have her for a couple more years. They're working around to Anderson right side. She'll drive baseline. Shot being put up and missed. But they'll get the long rebound. Moore, top of the key to Anderson, right side, down inside, and it's tipped away by Katie Brasher. And they call a foul on Katie. Now, here's the only problem I have with that call. That might have been a foul, but how about let's get in the return call on the other end? They'll get it in bounds. SX will try another long three. She shoots up an air ball. She may be their best shooter, as the Fayetteville student section gives her fits with that. But I'm telling you, she has not shot a very good percentage today. She's hit one of them out of about 12 she shot. Anna Kate will get a look from three, and then they come out on her. So let's see if we can get it back. Charlotte Kelly from the free throw line. It's partially blocked, and it'll go out of bounds off of a Lady Wolf. So the Rams will get it again.
And, you know, looking across the court, Fayetteville brought half the community.
Oh, yeah.
Half, they always travel well.
Half of South Talladega County is here. Here's Essex with a long three off the rim. Couldn't get it to go, but that was, I believe, Shelton was going to clean it up and get the offensive put back. Charlotte Kelly will drive baseline. Her shot put up no good. Tipped around and controlled by Rawls of the Lady Rams. 34. They actually put the score on the wrong side. It's actually 36-4. And here's Rawls underneath. She can't get it to go. Almost tipped in by Katie Brasher. And that'll go out of bounds to the Lady Wolves. And they finally fix the scoreboard. It is 36-4. And Al Barnett's getting a whole new five in there, Jacob.
So Chrysler, Manus, Bullard, McGinnis, and Batesel, the five on the floor now for the Lady Wolves.
Great experience for a young basketball team. Even though you're down by 32 here, they're getting invaluable experience. They get it inside, and there's going to be a foul call.
And it'll be on the floor.
Yeah, no shots, but we had pretty good position that time with Molly Chrysler. And we get it in. This here's Kennedy Manus with it.
It'll stay with us.
As it's a jump ball.
That foul was on Rawls, by the way, for her second.
Yeah, that's probably about the only two they've called all game. Long three-pointer by Lena Batesel. One of the only few times we've got to look at it, and we can't get it to go, but we get an offensive rebound, and we're going to be fouled, and we're going to get two free throws. How about that? This will send Henley McGinnis to the line. 4-2. I didn't see who that foul was on. I want to say it might have been on 22 again.
No, it was on Spencer. Number 12.
Spencer, yeah. Isn't that Spencer?
Yeah, we don't have a name for that, but Shelton.
Shelton, thank you. No good on the first free throw for Fayetteville. The second one, no good as well. Tipped around, and Shelton's got it for the Lady Rams. She fell down with a basketball. Should have been a traveling, but I think she let go of it. It's the only reason it wasn't. Picked up by Trishiana Moore. She'll give it off to Essex. Essex trying to go down the lane. She'll go down, put it up, no good. A lot of hacking in there, and Fayetteville comes out with the basketball. Here comes Kaylee Bullard with it. She'll get it underneath to Batesel, who puts it up, no good. We have had some good looks, just can't get it to go. Here's Trishiana Moore out on the run for the Lady Rams. She's going to put it up, no good, but there's going to be a foul on Batesel. And Trishiana Moore for the Lady Rams will go to the free throw line, and they lead it 36-4 with 4:29 to go in third quarter. You know, I'm going to say this. Our defense has really not been bad, and they hadn't lit the scoreboard up in no way either. But, Jacob, we just can't put the ball in the hole.
That's the thing. We have to find a way to put the ball in the basket, and that'll help too.
Yeah, she missed a free throw. And you're going to see some of these leaders come back off of the bench here in a little bit. They're just getting a blow. And this is great experience. Look at all of the underclassmen that are on the floor right now. Not sure what class, maybe you can tell me, that Briley Payton and Kaylee Bullard.
Kaylee Bullard is an eighth grader, and Briley Payton is a seventh grader.
You see what I mean? And there is Kaylee Bullard getting a rebound. It goes out of bounds off the Rams. She had it knocked away. And I think the Rams will relinquish their pressure a little bit. And here comes Henley McGinnis with the basketball. right side. She'll get it to Bullard. She'll try a long three-pointer short. Saved inbounds by McGinnis, and then it'll go out over here on the left side. So it'll go over to the rims. Nice hustle, though, by the Lady Wolves.
And Batesel tried to save it, too.
Yep. And right now, just nothing they're doing is working offensively. And here is... They got away with a travel in the middle lane, and then we're going to get a jump ball, and they do call traveling. So it'll be go over to the Lady Wolves. I look up in this crowd, and I see Mr. Pinson,
yeah,
the principal at Fayetteville High School, also athletic director John Limbaugh up there with him as well. And I know they're very appreciative of us being here today because people at school, a lot of them back there, they can't listen. It's just absolutely not the outcome we wanted. And there is a drive on the baseline by Fayetteville, and then we're going to get two free throws again.
McGinnis will go to the line.
Yep. And another
Essex charged with that foul.
Another friend of the program that's listening today, assistant baseball coach at Fayetteville, and Councilman Nate Burr listening
to us. My councilman,
yeah.
Actually.
Been knowing Nate a long time. Appreciate him listening and throwing it out there today. A lot of people back at the school. We can't even buy a free throw right now if they were free, like they're mentioned.
So
Katie Brasher will come back in the game also with
Riley McDonald, Destiny Collins, and Kennedy Manus, and there is a 30-second timeout called.
Yeah, let's take one with them quickly. 36-4, the lead for the Lady Rams. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Free throws no good for Fayetteville as we come back to action here. And 3:46 to go third quarter. Lady Rams having a little trouble with our press here. Essex is finally going to get it across half court. And boy, she was almost fouled by Fayetteville's Destiny Collins, but a long three-pointer by Essex, no good. And boy, I tell you, they're good at getting those long rebounds. They finally got some youth in the game as well. Jordan Turner in there from the seventh grade of Lady Rams. Katie Brasher had the rebound and is going down the floor for Fayetteville, and she's going to be fouled by Zilla Essex, who's also in the eighth grade. They got a lot of youth out here on the floor as well.
And, you know, we talk about all these people listening. Brittany's listening in.
Yeah, a lot of people.
From the office at Fayetteville.
I'm sure KJ's hanging in there with us, too, as much as he can. He and Coach Ginger MacArthur, I'm sure, listening. Katie Brasher gets fouled on the way to the goal.
And that was Billingsley.
Yeah, they're going to call it in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line. And let's see if we can't somehow get something to go through a net here. And, Lord, that was strong. The girls, I think, are just not used to this atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I think they're just a little shell-shocked here, not playing as well as they could. But there's one banked in for Katie Brasher. She gets one of two, 36-5. And here's full-court pressure. Destiny Collins trying to force a turnover. They almost do. They get it back to Jordan Turner. And she'll go to Miracle Sawyer, seventh grader. Puts one up for Lady Rams. No good. And there's a good backside rebound by Kennedy Morris. She'll try to get it across and gets it to Destiny Collins. In the corner, it goes to Briley McDonald. She'll throw up a long three-pointer. No good. Who does it go out on? It goes out of bounds off of the Rams. Still say Fayetteville basketball. Boy, if that would have went in.
Hey, she can shoot some threes.
Now, I'll tell you right now, if that would have went in, this Fayetteville crowd would have erupted. We get
there
inside to
Manus.
Kennedy Manus, and she puts it in for two, and it's 36-7.
And I tell you what, Bradley McDonald can play some defense, too.
Oh, yeah. Almost a near steal at half court. Here's the Rams. They've got a lot of their youth in as well. And here is one of them. They'll try to throw it out, and it's stolen away by Destiny College. She's gonna get called for double dribble. And she knew it. Everybody in the building knew it. That's okay, though. She got the steal. Look at the positive. Don't always look at the negative.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But you can't hide that call.
No, that's one you couldn't do away. They had two officials standing right there. Here's Zilla Essex. And she'll get it to Anderson, who they've left on the floor. Long three-pointer by Jordan Turner. No good. Here's Kennedy with the basketball, and she threw it away. Did Morris. The Fayetteville Lady Wolves, she was good enough to go right back and get it again. And she's getting hounded all the way down the floor. And they finally, my goodness, there's got to be a foul in there. They don't get it, and they're going to get a layup with Jordan Turner. And I'm here to tell you, she flat just knocked Kennedy Morris to the floor. It's going to go out of bounds on the inbounds from Fayetteville, and Lady Rams will get it back. That was a good no. That was not a good no call. What do you think about that one?
I don't know.
She took it away from her pretty cleanly, but she knocked her to the floor. Here's Jayla Carlisle with a shot for the Rams, and there's going to be a pushing foul, I believe, on... That's going to be on Briley McDonald. She gets in there and gets physical with it. She don't have a problem with that.
You know, I'm not one that normally says anything about the officiating, but at some point we need to start getting calls going our way.
Yeah, it's been a little lopsided. Look at Briley McDonald on the floor near steal. They almost get it. Her and Destiny Collins doing a great job. And nice block by Katie Brasher. She comes out of there with it. And they're going to take it away from her. But it goes out of bounds off the Rams, I do believe.
And that's what they're going to say.
But nice defense by our bunch out there right now. Katie Brasher along with Kennedy Morris, Briley McDonald, Destiny Collins, and Kennedy Manus. And it's knocked away by the Rams. Zyla Essex. 108 to go, third quarter, 38-7. It has not been our day. Here's Destiny Collins. She'll get it to Manus. Working again. That's got to be a foul. Come on, man.
There's a reach-in foul.
They're going to get it on McKaylin Rawls. And I'll tell you one thing. She's a big, big old girl. She's in the seventh grade. This Lady Rams team is not very senior-oriented either. They've got four of them on the team. Everybody else is in junior high school. Manus cannot connect on the first one. Well, I'll tell you one thing, too. We hit our free throws, it'd be a much closer ball game. She gets the second one to go. And it is 38-8. Under a minute to go, third quarter. A little full court pressure here. Here's Jordan with the basketball. Jordan Turner. That's going to be a foul. I think they got Kennedy Morris.
They did.
It's her second foul. No shots. They'll throw it in from the side. Here's Jordan Turner. She wants to shoot it. Tried to throw it up for a teammate, and it's going to be held up in a jump ball situation by Kennedy Manus. And it'll stay here with the Rams. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. The Lady Rams by 30. Shot being put up. My goodness. That was to Miracle Sawyer, a seventh grader, who just literally throwed it up, and her prayer got answered.
And a fresh five for the Lady Wolves.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of the starters coming back in for the Lady Wolves. We get it down underneath, and I think we're going to go back to the free throw line again.
We are, too. We're going to send Manus to the line, and that'll be on a number four. Is that what he said? Number five, Carlisle, another seventh grader for the Lady Rams.
Yep. Manus, who was one for two a moment ago, gets this one to go. And we're approaching double figures, Jacob. 40-9. Not making a joke about it. We just have had all kinds of problems, and we've had good looks at times.
Yeah, I just couldn't get the shots to fall.
Another one. She gets it to go, and the Lady Wolves are in double digits now, and the starting five back out on the floor with the exception of Lena Batesole and
Briley Payton.
Briley Payton out there. Steal by Anna Kate Blair. She puts it in.
There we go.
And it's 40-12. Here's that pressure again. They'll try to throw it down. They'll get it underneath. Shot being put up, no good, and a nice rebound by Charlotte Kelly. Here comes the Lady Wolves. Anna Kate will go in. She's going to be fouled. She's going to be going to the free throw line. So a little pep in the step of the Lady Wolves, but a large mountain to climb with just one quarter left to play.
But hey, these Lady Wolves are proving they still got some fight left in them.
Oh, yeah. They're not here because of luck. They earned their way here. And Anna Kate Blair gets it to
bounced
fall.
On every inch of the rim, didn't it?
And one thing this is doing, 40-13 with 5 seconds to go third quarter, that clock's not going to roll in the fourth quarter right now because it's not a 30-point lead anymore. One of two, and this one's going to be, this quarter's probably going to go out. No, my goodness.
Travel.
I thought they were going to call a foul on Anna Kate and give them three shots because
she was going in that shooting motion.
Carlisle was actually going to heave it from half court. Now we've got 1.4 seconds to go, and they're going to guard us everywhere, so we're going to have to shoot it just as soon as we catch it. To throw it in. Anna Kate had it. They've got it, and they won't get a shot away. We will go to our fourth quarter. A little life from the Lady Wolves at the end of three. It is now 40-13. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Welcome back as they come back a little quick on us. A long three-pointer by
Travel.
Yeah, a long three-pointer that time by Addison Stanley was no good, and the Rams got out on the run with it, and they're going to travel. It didn't take Coach Johnson long to put his starters back in the game, did it? And they're back in there as well as Fayetteville's starting five with the exception of Batesole and Briley Payton, who's in there. Anna Kate going to the goal again and gets another layup to go. She's come to life here in the last minute or two. And look, she's almost had a steal. Here come the Lady Rams, 40-15. They'll get it underneath.
What a block by Charlotte Kelly.
That shot was going to be put up by Moore. And I'm telling you, Charlotte Kelly come out of nowhere. I'm telling you, she is the grit and the determination of this basketball team. They'll throw it into Moore. Corner it goes to Anderson. Long three-pointer. That's way off. And it's going to go close to go out of bounds. We saved it right to them. And now Anna Kate Blair is going to go get it. And here comes Stanley with it. Back to Anna Kate as she crosses the midcourt stripe. Finds a player underneath. Couldn't get the shot to go. But there's Payton to get the rebound. Charlotte Kelly with a 12-foot shot just in and out. That thing did everything but go down in the hole. 40-15. Lady Rams are way out in front of this one with 6:42 to go, probably for the season for these Lady Wolves. But you know what? They're going to play all this 6:34 left Long three-pointer by Anderson is good. She finally got one to go, and it's 43-15. Here's Anna Kate. She's going to go all the way down, hit, knock to the floor, and no call. Here come the Lady Rams with it the other way. They'll get a layup on the other end with Anderson. 45-15, and now that clock will run. Anna Kate down the lane again, got knocked to the floor. I think she tripped over somebody, no call. The Lady Rams are out with it. They can't get it to go. Moore's got it. She's going to put it back in. 47-15 with 5:48 to go in the game.
And a fresh five for the Lady Wolves ready to come out.
And you know what? They are enjoying their time here. It's a long three-pointer by Addison Stanley, no good.
And the five coming in, David, is going to be Brasher, Morris, McGinnis, Chrysler, and Bullard.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think all of those other than there's a shot being put up by, I believe that's Shelton, and she'll put it in and get an and one.
And it'll be Briley Payton charged with the foul, but they're all coming out now.
But tell me this. I think all, with the exception of Katie Brasher, are all underclassmen.
Yes, that is correct.
And the Lady Wolves, you say what you want to. They were probably a little bit too big a stage today. But let's give the Lady Rams a lot of credit, too. They've done what they've needed to do to, with their size and their speed, to get out and get us behind. And there's a foul against Katie Brasher, and they're not going to call it. And Fayetteville's in trouble, but Henley McGinnis comes out of there with it. And I'm here to tell you, we finally get a pushing call over here on this left side. That's going to go against
Shelton.
Shelton, yeah. 4:35 and counting as the clock won't stop. Fayetteville down by 34. Here's McGinnis. She's on the floor, and so is Anderson. I'll tell you what. I'm going to say this, though. If you're up by 34, 35 points, and you get on the floor for your basketball team, hats off to Anderson there. She could have just let that go.
Yeah.
She got a possession for her basketball team. And that's what these Lady Wolves are learning. Because, Jacob, I'm going to tell you right now, I got every belief in me that thinks that they can get back here again next year.
And you got to think, you know, as they hit a three there, these juniors, you know, next year, you know, we have some really good players that are juniors that will be seniors next year. And, you know, this is going to make them hungry for next year.
Absolutely. You got Anna Kate Blair, also Addison Stanley. And Al Barnett wants to call the timeout. Let's call one with them real quick. 3:37 to go in this basketball game. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
As we come back to the Dunn Oliver Acadome, Al called that timeout just to get some people on the floor.
And four of those are seniors, as it'll be a push on the only Fayetteville underclassman on the floor right now, Henley McGinnis. No, it's going to go against the Lady Rams on Anderson.
Yeah, and a lot of people around us were wondering why the clock wasn't running. Clock is not going to stop unless they hand it to somebody shooting free throws or if somebody's hurt.
How's it going?
Ron Ingram.
Good to see y'all.
Appreciate everything he's ever done for this state, and he's here in attendance today.
It's been work today, I can tell you that.
It's been a lot of work for him.
And a steal by Destiny Collins.
Always a friend.
Works it inside to McGinnis. She'll put up a shot. She's fouled and will go to the line.
Yeah, I had to shake his hand.
Well, he's the boss.
Well,
of
he's
these
retiring,
yeah.
And he's still working hard, and he's always helped us out with a lot of things at Radio Alabama. Well, we're going to get a free throw, and that clock will stop right now as they hand it to McGinnis. I think she's been to the free throw line more than anybody has for us today. And she can't get that one to go. She'll get one more as it is 52-15 in favor of the Lady Rams. So, Jacob, we're going to turn our attention down in the Wolf Country to baseball and softball now. And she finally gets that one to go. Second one for McGinnis, 52-16, with only 2:52 and counting. Near steal at half court, and they're going to get it. And Moore's going to step back and shoot a three, and now they start hitting all these threes.
Yeah.
Just pour it on. But, you know, they haven't hit a bunch of those today until now. Here's McGinnis. She'll throw it away, fight for it on the floor. Destiny Collins with it to Kennedy Morris for three. No good. And that's going to be a foul, I believe, on Destiny Collins.
And, you know, we talk about the four seniors on the floor right now for the Wolves. Look at the seniors we have. You know, the juniors that will be seniors next year. Batesel, Stanley, Layla Morgan, who is out today. Also, Anna Kate Blair. So you have some good players coming back.
And I'll tell you, Katie Brasher comes out of the game, gets a great hug from Al Barnett. So does Kennedy Morris, two seniors. He did that for this curtain call.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. And now you'll see Kennedy Manus. All the seniors gets a hug from Coach Al Barnett and Jordan. That's the only reason he put them back in the game.
Yeah.
And you know what? That is a class coach right there, my friend. Al Barnett been doing it a long time. Long three-pointer by Essex, no good. And it'll go over to the Lady Wolves with just a minute and 18 seconds to go in the game. Here comes Henley McGinnis. She's coming down the left side. She's going to try to go all the way. Shoots one from about 8 feet, no good. And it's pulled down by the Lady Rams. It'll go out of bounds off of Fayetteville. And now we have one more substitution coming in there. And that's going to be Kaylee Bullard. She will get McGinnis. And McGinnis comes out of the game and gets a big hug from Al. Long three-pointer. I didn't see who put that one up.
I didn't either, but I can tell you that the foul will be on Briley Payton.
And now, with 25 seconds to go, really all the Rams need to do is dribble it across half court and dribble this thing out. And they've got all of their underclassmen in the game, except for Essex, and she's going to try another three-pointer and hits it. And I'm sorry, that was a little unnecessary, but you can't tell her not to shoot it. Here's Kaylee Bullard with the basketball for Fayetteville. And this game has seen its end. 58-16, the Lady Wolves on the short end to a very good Francis Marion Lady Ram team. We will step aside and come back for the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network, and we'll have the Radio Alabama postgame show when we come back. You're listening to it right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease.
Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Postgame Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside with you, David McCurley and Jacob Bassett from the Dunn Oliver Acadome, where we've just saw the Lady Wolves go down 58-16 to the Lady Rams of Francis Marion. And, boy, this looks to be a this looks to be almost like the Harlem Globetrotters that can play a second game. Big and strong, and boy, we might have to stick around and watch some of this. But let's talk about this Fayetteville Lady Wolves basketball team. When this season started, they wanted to get more wins than they got last year. Check one. They wanted to get better than they were last year. Check two. They wanted to compete, Jacob. I talked with Al Barnett about that. They just wanted to compete. They've done that in every basketball game they played. And I'll be honest, nobody expected them to be in the regional tournament when they started dribbling that basketball back in October. But you know what? That locker room did. Regular season area champions, tournament area champions, sub-regional champions, and now getting to the Sweet 16, that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, now, you know, you're looking at the roster here. Outside of four girls who, unfortunately, their senior basketball campaign has come to an end, look at the rest of this roster. They can say they've been here before. They know what to expect now. You know, let's get back here next year. You know, obviously, we're going to have a new area with the reclass and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get back here next year and compete and try to win one of these things.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, we're going to update you on everything else. The Winterboro girls and the Winterboro boys, both victorious this morning at Jacksonville State. They will play next Tuesday at Pete Matthews Coliseum on the campus of Jacksonville State to try to get a trip to the Final Four. The Sylacauga Aggies, they'll play right here at the Dome, Dunn Oliver Acadome in Montgomery on the campus of Alabama State. That will be Thursday. This Thursday, they'll play Elmore County at around 1:30. And to be honest with you, Jacob, we're right on time. We're only about 5 minutes late in action today.
Yeah.
So this next game about to start. And if you're wondering about the Coosa Central Cougars, they will take on Lafayette. Their boys team will take on Lafayette tonight, right here at the Acadome at 7:30.
That might be the game of the day there.
It could be. It'll be a lot of running. But I tell you what, we're going to watch this thing between Keith and
Francis Marion.
Francis Marion. We'll see a good one with that in 1A action as well. Hey, I appreciate Jacob Bassett being with me today, taking off work, coming down here. Thank you to Blake Bagley. It's baseball and softball season.
That's right. Let's get them out.
And, of course, I know they're expecting big things from both of them programs, and we'll be right there to cover it. For Jacob Bassett, I'm Dave McCurley from the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University. We bid you adieu. Fayetteville loses today and ends their season to Francis Marion by a score of 58-16. You've been listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. God bless you, everybody.